Let's turn now to our southern border and the impact being felt by immigration attorneys working within the system. Mo Goldman has been practicing immigration law in Tucson for more than a decade, and right now he says attorneys like him are overwhelmed, with employers looking to fill positions and a bottleneck of cases of people who have come to the border since policies like Title 42 and Remain in Mexico have been put in place. Demand is skyrocketing. I spoke with him more about it.
When you look at immigration law as an overall field, you have a small number. I mean, it's a very niche practice. So you do not have a whole lot of immigration attorneys in general who are able to take on the huge amount of cases that are out there. And I think what you are seeing is a perfect storm right now where the economy is demanding and businesses are demanding more employees, and they're not being able to fill all the jobs that are out there, and they're struggling, especially small businesses. And they are reaching out to us to see if we can help them get work visas or get people here to work some way or another. And it's very difficult right now. There's a lot of barriers in place. And then if you combine that with also the bottleneck of cases of people who have come to the border since Title 42 was enacted and the migrant protection protocols, you have a perfect storm of people demanding immigration help. And with the small number of attorneys out there, it's very difficult to try to help everybody.
Yeah. What kinds of cases are you seeing in this increased demand? You mentioned work visa kind of cases. Are you seeing it within this, you know, more families, more people from all over the world, from different countries that are not Mexico?
Well, we're seeing, what I've been getting are a lot of calls from businesses that just can't even fill very basic labor intensive jobs, which are critical and critical to the economy. But they cannot find U.S. citizens to fill these jobs. And they're desperate. And they're so desperate that they will pay or do whatever it takes to try to bring workers, foreign workers, into the U.S. But there are barriers in place in the fact that we don't have those proper visas that could help match the workers with the employers. As far as where we're hearing from, I mean, it's all over the world right now. We have obviously an increase in Afghan asylees who fled when the U.S. left in August of 2021. We're getting a huge increase of calls or emails asking to help out with Ukrainians. Mm-hmm. And then you have to add in all the other countries that we would have, you know, typically reach out to us, like the Central American countries, Guatemala, El Salvador, Honduras, Mexico. But it goes well beyond that. I mean, I have people reaching out to me who have family in Brazil that they want to bring here. Mm-hmm. I have Europeans. I have Chileans. I mean, Africans, just across the continent. We get clients from Rwanda, from the Congo, from Cameroon. It's always said by people that the world is on fire, and it really does seem that way right now. Right. I mean, there's so much going on that's causing an increase in migration, whether it be the climate and changes in the climate, or governments that are being oppressive to the people, or war.
Yeah. So what do you think needs to change? I mean, like, even just take the work visa front and having a lot of barriers in place to bringing workers here when companies need them. What kinds of reforms could help address a problem like that?
Well, in immigration, we're often dealing with this culture of no, where we feel that the government and the people who work within the departments of Homeland Security and the Department of State, Department of Labor, all the different agencies that are reached out to in the immigration context are often in the mindset of saying no before saying yes. And what I mean by that is we deal in a time where you are, as the person who wants to come to the U.S., held to a much higher burden of proving why you should be able to get to the United States, whether it be through their employment, even all the way up to ownership of a business. Mm-hmm. I think the mentality has to change. You have to think of immigrants as the fuel for this country, for this economy, and that we are running out of it. But I think it's not only that we need to change some of the systems that we have in place that have been built over the last several decades and barriers that have been put into place, not only for people who are trying to come through the legal visa process, but for also people who come to the border and are seeking refuge. Mm-hmm. We need to be more humane to these individuals. I do believe that, you know, if we do let more of these migrants into the U.S., who deserve a fair shake at least having an interview on their basis for asylum, the U.S. will be rewarded. And so I think it's a situation where we need, you know, legislation to get passed. And obviously, there's been a lot of discussion about that over the last 2+ decades, yeah. But nothing really has transpired. And on the other hand, you know, you have so many people who live in the U.S. in a state of limbo. And there are people who would have a huge benefit to this country, like the Dreamer community or people temporary protected status, who have to keep renewing work permits but never have the ability to get legal permanent status or citizenship. Mm-hmm. And that's hurting us as well. So I think it's a really huge issue that has to be taken on, but it's not only at the legislative end, it has to be on the administrative end with the mentality changing. You know, the mindset of not everyone's coming here to harm the United States. Not everyone's coming here to attack or do something that would be bad to the U.S. The mass majority of people are coming here because they want to better their own lives and in turn, better the nation.
Mm-hmm. All right. Mo Goldman, an immigration attorney in Tucson with Goldman Immigration PC, joining us to talk more about this. Mo, thank you for taking the time. Thank you for your perspective. I appreciate it.
My pleasure.